Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 126. I am Shannon and we got the original crew here today. We got Pete here.
Hey, Shannon. Oh, excuse me. I got a little bit of a sore throat. I've been doing some talking this week and boy, we're going to be doing some talking today because we got a lot of news.
We have a lot of stories and you and I both are headed to Disney World next week. I mean, I forgot. Yeah. I was trying to like think about, oh, when we're going, and I'm like, oh my God, we're leaving like in 10 days.
Next week we're going to be
crazy.
There and
cross
we'll fingers.
The same
we'll
time.
Hopefully meet up once or twice while we're there. I know we're going to be at Jollywood Nights at the same time. So
yeah. And we'll be talking about that too. We have quite a few stories today, but before we get into our stories today, we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, DVC Rental Store. So if you have maybe thought about DVC and you're not sure if it's for you, a good way to try it out is to rent points. So definitely hit up our friends at DVC Rental Store. And also maybe if you just can't use your DVC points this year, also reach out to them because they can rent out the points for you and they will be able to get a renter for you and you can use that cash for whatever you need. Let's get into our stories because we have a lot. And the first one is that we already have our dates for Moonlight Magic events for 2024.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. Now, I have no, if you can believe it, I have no trips planned yet for 2024. I don't even. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I have we have a cruise scheduled, but that's it. And it's not even on Disney, if you can believe it. We have 8 dates for Moonlight Magic, and we have it for Epcot, California Adventure, Animal Kingdom, Typhoon Lagoon, and Hollywood Studios. So we have 2 dates for Epcot, 1 for California Adventure, Animal Kingdom. There's 2 for Typhoon Lagoon, and 1 for Hollywood Studios. So
two for Animal Kingdom.
Oh, there's 2 for Animal Kingdom. Oh, okay, that's right. So we have February 27th and April 23rd, but none for Magic Kingdom again. And there wasn't any this year either.
None for Magic Kingdom. Yeah, there hasn't. I don't think there's been one since COVID.
We were scheduled for the one that was supposed to hit right when COVID hit. I think there was one that right before. And that's the only one. We haven't gone to the one at Typhoon Lagoon. We've gone to the other of the 4 major parks in Walt Disney World. We've gone to the other 3. But Magic Kingdom is the one we really want to go to. And that's the one we haven't gone to. I mean, I think they're all great. And if this aligned with your dates, I think it's fantastic. Now, you don't have any trips planned either, correct?
No, I mean, we haven't booked it yet. We'll probably go again early November. That's typically, you know, for our food and wine trip. We try to go as late in the food and wine as possible, but there isn't one at that time either. And we do have a Disneyland trip, but it's not in January. The good news is the announcements came early, so it gives people more opportunity. Bad news is we don't have sign up dates yet, so we don't know when.
Yeah, and the dates that we have, they start January 25th, which is at Epcot, and then the last one is August 27th for Disney's Hollywood Studios, which kind of makes sense because once the parties start, that's usually when Moonlight Magic doesn't happen, especially at Magic Kingdom. So it doesn't look like there will be one for Magic Kingdom, you know, which is unfortunate. But I mean, I think this is great, and hopefully if some of our listeners have some dates, you know, scheduled and it coincides. I think Moonlight Magic is great. It's a great park. And if it coincides with your trip, great.
Yeah.
However, I wouldn't plan a trip around it. It's definitely not worth it.
They're nice. They're kind of like an after hours event, which
exactly.
You can pay for. And actually our next story talks about after hours. I would not reschedule a trip. I would not, unless I'm local enough that I could drive, I would not schedule a special trip for it. I could see if, there's April 23rd at Animal Kingdom. You live close enough, you could drive, you book a night or two or far enough out, you might be able to still get a room. I could see something like that for sure. But as far as like planning a special trip to fly down just to attend Moonlight Magic, no.
We did a drive up for Animal Kingdom last year, and it was fun. But we also brought friends of ours, and we had, you know, that you could get two extra tickets. So we brought some friends of ours, and it was great. And it was great to expose them to that, you know, to share you know, Moonlight Magic with someone, which was fun. And they had a little girl that Ryder had a buddy, you know, which was fun. That was a lot of fun, but it was like the exception. And it was during the summer. There really aren't any summer trips. The only two that really would fall, actually, there's only one that falls during the summer, which is July 11th, because June 4th, my son is still in school, and then his school starts before August 27th. So there's only one that falls within the summer. And definitely Typhoon Lagoon for us would not be worth a trip.
It's great that they're still doing them.
Yes,
absolutely. They're a nice perk if it occurs while you're there and you can get it and you can get it booked. If your trip is during one of these dates, you can look in our show notes for all the dates. If your trip falls, then pay attention when they announce what the dates are for signing up. It's usually about a month in advance, something like that. I would expect the ones at the end of January, probably sometime in December, they'll have the sign up for those. Kind of keep your ear to the ground. You can watch the MyDVC Points Facebook page. I'm sure it's going to get mentioned if they have signups. Usually there's like a group chat around the signup day where everybody gets together and kind of says, oh, I got through.
If these dates coincide with your trip, let us know. Let us know in the DVC community page.
Yep. But if they don't, but you still want to attend a low crowd late night event in early 2024, Disney has announced a whole new round of after hours. And these events include three of the main theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. You can check out our show notes for the exact dates and prices. We're not going to go through all of them, but Magic Kingdom is on select Thursdays or Mondays from February into April. And the prices range from $155 to $175. Same price for, there's like no kids rate. But there is a $30 discount on all of these for DVC members or annual pass holders. And the times for that are from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. The Hollywood Studios has 9 nights across the same month range. And those are between 9:30 and 12:30 a.m. And again, same prices. It's $155 to $175. And then Epcot is a little bit cheaper. It's from $149 to $159. But they still have the $30 discount. There's only 6 of those because they've kind of been less popular. I don't think they've sold out like the Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom ones do.
I don't remember ever going to an after hours. I mean, I've been to the Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. I've been to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, which Animal Kingdom was awesome. Riding Everest at night is amazing. I haven't Epcot, and I don't know if I would. And I guess there's Cosmic Rewind. You could ride it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the issue is that barring a couple of rides there, I don't know, maybe now with Cosmic Rewind and Remy, maybe there's enough that's worth it. But like
so far, like Remy's so far from everything else.
You're right. Getting across that park and everything like that. I don't know. It would definitely be the lesser of the three, I would think. But so they are 6 dates on that. And they again are in February and March of this year. You can look in our show notes and we have all the dates and prices for each of those dates. Not bad, really, to me. Like, I'm not a big fan of hard ticket events, but with the $30 discount, you're only talking, you know, $125 to $145. It's 3 hours, very low crowds. Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, I could see it.
And honestly, when Ryder was little, we went to one of the first Magic Kingdom ones. We got a one night at Bay Lake Tower. We ended up moving over to Beach Club, but it was great. We got a sitter for Ryder because Ryder was only, I want to say 2 or 3 at the time. So he couldn't ride a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And we did the one at Magic Kingdom and it was great because we had no lines. We had 3 hours, but we got to ride all the things that we couldn't ride at the time because he was so little and we weren't really big at Rider Switch. So we rode Space Mountain and we rode, you know, Big Thunder. And those were the things that he couldn't ride at the time. Now he, you know, ride circles around us. But at the time it was great because we got to, and then we got to ride them together. It was a lot of fun. The same thing what we did at Animal Kingdom. You know, I think it just depends on what, and it's a great date night. I think the after hours is a great like date night type thing. it's a fun event. I like it. And especially if you are ride focused, because for the parties, for the Halloween party, Christmas party, you know, you're not really usually ride focused. Those events are ride focused.
Yep.
But we got a new event that was announced earlier today. And this came out of nowhere. I did not see this one coming, but I'm very excited and I'm trying to figure out how I can get there. Is that Disney announced two special Hoop-Dee-Doo holiday events. I'm so excited. So it says, this holiday season, DVC is inviting its members to celebrate it in true pioneer fashion with a special holiday event, the Disney Vacation Club Hoop-Dee Holidays. I had to take that slow. This festive holiday member exclusive event will take place at Pioneer Hall in Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. Here, members will be treated to a member exclusive pre-show and a keepsake to commemorate their evening before enjoying the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review. So the dates are going to be Tuesday, November 28th and December 12th. And it's going to have two show times each day at 4 p.m. and 6:15. And this event is open to DVC Vacation Club members who are eligible for membership extra benefits. Each member can attend and bring up to 11 additional guests. 11. I was shocked with that, making it a total of 12 attendees per group. Booking is available starting November 1st. Guests are asked to arrive 30 minutes prior to the reservation time to check in. The doors open and seating begins immediately at these times, with the show kicking off 20 minutes later.
And it is not free.
Yes, it's not free. I know we had the prices. We had the prices earlier, and then you have to call in to book. This is not going to be available online. You have to call in, correct?
Yeah, you have to call into member services starting November 1st. I would be very surprised if this does not sell out the first day.
Right, I agree.
Prices, just looking at them real quick. I mean, you got the three categories. Category one is $79 for 10 and older, $49 for 3 to 9. Category two, $74 or $45. Category three, $71 or $44. So I think that's pretty standard pricing.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So you're not getting really a discount on the event, but it is a special DVC member only, you know, show. So
yeah, I want to go.
That's cool. It really is.
It really is cool. I don't know if I'd just go by myself or if I'd actually take Ryder. Ray's not going. What I'll try and do is I'll probably try and get tickets and see if I can get tickets. And if I can get tickets, I'll pull them out of school for a day. If not, you know, it's not going to be a loss, but it seems great. You know, any interest from you?
Well, I'm not going to be there on the date. I've been thinking that we got to go back to it. To me, Hoop-Dee-Doo is not I know some people like it's a real tradition every year.
Right.
I don't consider it that, but I do enjoy it. And it's been quite a while since we've been to it. I was actually thinking, because we're going down in end of December, beginning of January to pick up our daughter and we don't have theme park tickets. I'm thinking, maybe we do Hoop-Dee-Doo while we're there, because, you know, we're not going to be going in the theme parks, because it does schedule in a way that it's hard to spend the day in a theme park and go to a 4 p.m. dinner. You don't really get too much theme park time that day, but I think Hoop-Dee-Doo is great. This is really cool. I think it's awesome. And anytime they come up with something like this, I always say, this is the type of thing that they should do for members more and more. Absolutely. Because it's the type of thing, it costs DVC practically nothing. And not that many members are really going to get to go, but you see it and you go, oh,
I want to be able to do it.
I want to be able to do that. Right. Good for them. That's all I'm going to say about that.
We're both going to the Jollywood Nights next month. We're going to the first one, which is probably going to be chaotic.
Probably a little chaotic. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll be more crowded than the others. And I did hear that a third one sold out.
Okay.
And at least four of the other ones are at least 80% sold. So I suspect they're all going to sell out.
Oh, I think they'll all sell out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think we should feel bad that we're going to go to an extra crowded one or anything.
Well, I just think we're just going to have a lot of extra vloggers.
For sure.
Not including me.
I'm sure we'll be filming a lot of stuff. We'll become vloggers because we'll probably have a show afterwards where we talk about it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
This news came out this week, and I thought it was worth mentioning that they are going to be using a virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance during Jollywood Nights. And Disney has confirmed how you can join that queue if you have tickets to an upcoming Jollywood's Night. You can join the queue for Rise of the Resistance beginning at 8 p.m. Each guest can request to enter the virtual queue not more than once per event, so you only get one ride per night, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's only available for the guests on the day of the event they're attending, which makes sense also. Mm-hmm. And it says you must make sure your event tickets are linked to your My Disney Experience account in order to join the virtual queue. Now, I actually had them send me the hard tickets because my daughter is down there in Florida and she has her own My Disney Experience account.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know that you would need anything with it being linked. So we will have to, prior to the event, get our stuff linked. You do not need to be in Hollywood Studios to request to join the queue. Now, the actual event is from 8:30 to 12:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. So this, but you can go into the park, I think, starting at like 6:30 or something.
I think it's seven. Yeah.
Seven. Starting at 8, you can sign up, so you don't have to be in the park yet. If you're just getting there right for the 8:30 start, you could sign up anytime just by having the tickets. That's kind of cool that they're going to do that with a virtual queue. That should hopefully, I mean, I really do want to take advantage of that for the night. I'm not really looking to ride a ton of rides for this event, mm-hmm. because I want to see the different shows and things like that and experience the parts of the event. But I do want to take advantage of Rise because, you know, yeah. it's almost like a discount, right? Because normally if you want to walk on to Rise, you got to pay $25 for your Lightning Lane. And in this case, you're getting a Lightning Lane as part of the event. So, I definitely want to get in on this. I don't know how you feel about it, but
Rise is such a long ride. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's such an experience, right? And this event is shorter than the parties. It's mm-hmm. shorter than the Halloween party. It's shorter than the Christmas party. And we like Rise, but it's not a must for Ryder. And it's not a must for either one of us either. It was early on, but we've been on it so many times that it really isn't anymore. So I think it will depend on this. The night that we go to the Jollywood Nights will be our last night of our trip. Mm-hmm. So I think it will depend on, were we able to ride it before? If we were able to ride it earlier in the week, then maybe we'll just not try and let other people ride it, right? Because there's only so many people that are going to be able to get the virtual queue. If for any reason it's down earlier in the week, then that will be our opportunity to ride it because that's going to be our park day. So I think that's going to depend on it. But I know I'm really looking forward to the shows. I hate the outfits. I don't know if you talk about it on a previous show, but they released the outfits that the characters right wearing. I mean, come on. And the orange and pink, I mean, it's like...
Actually, I thought it was funny because I thought most of them were good, but Mickey and Minnie's were like...
Minnie, they look like they're... It looks... I don't know. I was like, nothing says like
they're Christmas. On summer vacation or something.
It does. It was just very disappointing. Everybody else is in Christmas except for Mickey and Minnie. It's like hot pink.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe they look better in person. We'll see. Yeah. I am excited to see like the show and with the Muppets. I think my biggest challenge is convincing Ryder to do things that I want to do. So that's going to be the challenge. But so Rise is, it will depend on what happens earlier in the week. Now, I will say we did this for the Halloween party. We did Tron. Mm-hmm. And what I suggest to anybody that's doing it, and this is kind of goes for anybody that's trying to do a virtual queue, set your alarm for 7:59 on your phone. And that way it will remind you that you need to go in and do the queue in a minute. And I always do that. I did that when we were doing Tron. We were able to get it because it went pretty fast for the Halloween party. So I would expect that for Rise of the Resistance, especially that it's going to be a shorter period of time, that it's going to go pretty fast as well.
Yeah, it's only 4 hours. And I mean, we don't know how many people are in the park, but not all of them are going to be able to get on it. I would suspect it's got a pretty good capacity, but
as a good capacity when it's working.
Well, when it's working, right. I mean, it could easily be down the whole event too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be devastated if I can't ride it. And our trip is also very food and wine focused. So this may be the only time we get to Hollywood Studios. So I think we'll be trying for it for sure.
Right. But no, but I'm excited. Now, okay, then this is also yours.
Yeah. I pulled this off of Blog Mickey, but it was announced a few different places that Disney has applied for the timeshare license for the Fort Wilderness cabins. And they made this application with the state of Florida on October 12th. The license application currently shows as being under review, and the application, it calls, the number of weeks it calls for basically says there's going to be 363 units. And right now there are 365 cabins. Basically, it's all the cabins. There's no additional information related to any timeline for the sales. Mm-hmm. But what you can look at it from this is, how is this related to previous resorts? And the last few resorts, it was about 9 months before sales began. For the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, they applied in August of 2022 and sales began in May of 2023. Grand Floridian similarly was July of 2021 and went on sale in March of 2022. So if we use that number, we're probably looking at the cabins going on sale sometime next summer. I also think it was interesting that the Poly, they have not made that this application yet for the Poly. So that kind of says this is going to open before the Poly.
Well, I know that they are filming, I think it was today, there was a casting that went out for a family, like a three-generation family that I saw. And I know they were, actually today, it was today, we're recording this on October 26th. It was set to film overnight on October 26th. Because it was going to film, like, and they usually film those types of things in the middle of the night. I haven't seen any castings for, and we see a lot. We haven't seen anything for Poly because it's not built yet. They don't really, they can't really shoot anything.
Fort Wilderness, they have a cabin in place or something like that?
Yeah.
Or
maybe... My understanding is that they've already brought in one or two. And thinking that they're going to have this hoop-de-doo. So there's 365 cabins. There's two by the front by hoop-de-doo.
Right.
And then the rest are closer to the front of Fort Wilderness. So front, yeah. So there's two, those are kind of considered handicapped. My guess is those two are probably going to be, they're going to be the show unit, which also makes me think that they're probably the first ones that are going to be set up if they're not already set up. And those will be one, probably the two that they don't technically sell. And then also, given the first thing I thought when they did this hoop-de-doo thing is, wow, this is a great way to bring old people over and let's see our new cabins for DVC.
I didn't even think about that, but you're totally right.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought about when I did it, because it's going to be perfect. They have those two. It's within walking distance of hoop-de-doo and Pioneer Hall. They can bring people over. And I think that it's going to be an opportunity for people to go see those new units.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Good point. Hey, we got a question came up. Or a comment, Ceci Armstrong asked, what are you guys most excited about for Jollywood Nights? And I mean, I can answer for me, I think both of the shows, but I'm always excited when something has Muppets. I'm definitely looking forward to the Muppets with Tiana and Belle singing songs. I think that's something that my wife and my daughter and myself are all going to like. And then the other thing I'm really kind of cool looking forward to seeing is how they do the Tip Top Club for at Tower of Terror. They're kind of like going to make a lounge or something like that. It sounds like it might be outdoors, but I'm really curious to see that. So those are the two things I'm looking forward to. What about you, Shannon?
Well, my husband's Cuban. So might we call Ryder the undercover Cuban because he's blonde. So there's like a Latin area. I'm excited about that. And then I don't know about you, but we're getting dressed up. We're kind of going dapper. Ray's got this Christmas suit that I made him wear by a couple years ago, and I'm getting Ryder a new outfit. So we're gonna go dapper. We're going all out. So I'm excited about that. It's the last night of our trip. I'm excited to kind of get dressed up in Christmas attire. That's why I was kind of disappointed that Mickey and Minnie were not as dressed up.
Yeah,
but I'm excited about that too. I just think I'm just excited for a new event. I've been to the Christmas party a couple of times. I love it. It's fun. But I'm excited for a new event.
We're planning to dress up too. At least my wife and I are. I don't know about my daughter, if we can convince her to join in, but we're going to go a little dapper too.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are. I think I'm really excited to see what other people are wearing, because I did join a couple groups on Facebook. And let me tell you, there are some people that are going, I mean, this is going to be like dapper days, but Christmas.
Yeah. And that's awesome, because Disney was originally, like, at one point they were going to sell this as that, and then they decided to back off a little bit. I don't know if they they felt that made it too adult or something like that. You know,
well, they got on Good Morning America and said it was kind of an adult date night. And so I there was a lot of buzz on Facebook where, like, I'm bringing my kids. Is this not a kids event? I know there was a lot. I mean, we're bringing our son, and our son probably he'll stay up awake past us. So we're not worried about that. They really advertised it on Good Morning America as an adult event, which I was a little surprised about because it's not really advertised. I think that was just kind of a slip, and it was not really meant to be marketed that way. But I know it threw a lot of people off, especially if you're paying tickets for three kids. I mean, we have one kid, it's not a big deal. But if you have three little kids and they're saying this is an adult date night, you're like, did I just waste my money?
I don't think that's the case. I mean, look at what the shows are. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas sing along, and you know, and then there's going to be the jingle. I forget the name of the fireworks, but the
jingle ball jam. No, is it
jingle ball jam? Yeah, it's definitely something you can bring your kids to.
I do too. Knowing Disney and knowing how they market things, I think it was just one of those things that they were trying to hype it up on Good Morning America, and it was just a bad choice.
But I think the point of it is that Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is very kid oriented.
Yes.
The parade and the cookies and the dance parties and everything. And it's a little more adult. The jazz club and the Tip Top Lounge and those type of things wouldn't appeal to kids as much. And, you know, I don't think there's a kid's dance party at all.
No, I haven't heard anything that's going in the Disney Junior area.
I don't think it's not supposed to be for kids.
Right.
I just think they're saying, hey, this is maybe a better thing for adults. You're a couple.
Right.
Come to this instead of going to Mickey's Very Merry.
No, and I think that's probably how he meant it, but it didn't come out that way. And I think if Ryder was four, I don't think we would bring him. I think we would probably bring him to the Very Merry Christmas Party because that is better suited for that age range, where Ryder is, he's a small little adult sometimes. So, you know, like I said, he will stay up later than all of us. He will be leaving at 1 a.m. and he'll be like, why are we leaving? I'm excited just about everything and just kind of it being, and especially since we're going to the first one, I think I'm going to feel a little uneasy because I'm not going to know what's going on. I don't like that. It's exciting, but then I'm also such a planner that I to not know what's going on is going to make me feel a little uneasy, which is probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing.
Right. I mean, because normally they don't let these things out ahead of time. So you're not going to know what time the fireworks are, what time the shows are.
You get the map and that's when you find out. Yeah.
I also think it's very cool that like there's a lot of My DVC points people there that weekend. And so there's going to be a lot of, it's not just the two of us even. There's going to be a lot of other people around. And as I said, I really want to try to plan something so we can at least like all get a photo together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Type thing. I was thinking maybe either before or after the fireworks. Probably before makes more sense while you're like coming in or whatever. But yeah, get a big group photo.
I'm excited. Now, this was a surprise too. This next story is that we have our first resale contract for the Disneyland Hotel. And this is available on the DVC resale market. Now, this, I was shocked to see this. It was interesting to see that the first resale contract for Disneyland Hotel has appeared on DVC resale market's website. The listing is for a 150-point contract at $185 per point.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a pretty decent discount.
It is.
Because those points are on sale for $230. Mm-hmm. Now, I think at 150 points, you do get somewhat of a discount off the 230, but it's maybe $10-$15. It's not
right.
Big. This is selling for, you know, $30 or listed for $30 or more under. Yeah, it's
this
hard.
Person's taking a.
Well, I have to say, it depends because like you could sell back your first year of points.
Okay.
So for like $23. So if they did that on top of it, they're probably still losing some money, but it's probably not too bad.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of crazy that someone, I mean, whoever it is, I guess I feel bad. At the earliest, they bought it in May, right? I mean, it's only been 5 months. And to have your fortunes go that way, that's too bad. It's really too early to tell if this is a good price or what for it. I do think that the Disneyland Hotel will hold its value in the resale market, even though the resales are only at the resort that you own at, I think the majority of people buying at the Disneyland Hotel are using their points to stay at the Disneyland Hotel. It's hard to predict what it's going to sell for. You know, I mean, it obviously it takes a lot longer than this to get a baseline price for what a resort is going to resale at. We will eventually find out what it sells for because that information is public knowledge. 185, if this is something you're interested in, that you don't need the perks, you don't want to pay $230, you can pay $185. Hey, maybe put an offer in for $180 or something like that, you know, and or $175 and see what the buyer's looking for. I think it's, as I said, it's not a bad deal if you do not need the member benefits. And if you're going to use the points only at that resort,
right?
Then why not save 30, 40 bucks a point?
Yeah. I mean, a 150 point contract is a nice size. That's a nice size contract.
Yeah, that's a good stay in a studio for a week every year. They could probably get you even a preferred studio out there most of the year.
Yeah.
It's a good contract.
Yep. And then we have some other news in Disneyland.
I don't know if I would call this big news, but we're getting down to the end of our stories. So the newly renamed Adventureland Treehouse in Disneyland, which was formerly the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, which was also the Tarzan Treehouse, is scheduled to reopen on November 10th. Adventureland Treehouse will pay tribute to the original treehouse Walt Disney and his Imagineers built in 1962 in honor of the movie Swiss Family Robinson, but with a fresh story for the next generation of parkgoers to experience and enjoy. And I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I mean, and I like the Tarzan aspect of it. We rarely go into the Swiss Family Treehouse. We did a lot when my son was little, just because there was little things and we liked the fact that he climbed stairs and it tired him out. But the Tarzan one was, we really enjoyed it because it was different and we liked, you know, seeing the characters and everything. I'm curious as to what this is going to look like and what this new refresh story is. I'm sad to kind of see the Tarzan treehouse, you know, gone.
Yeah, I don't go in this.
Too many stairs.
No, it's kind of boring. I don't know. We never went to the one out in California. I suppose if we hear good things, maybe we'll check it out when we go.
When we went last summer, we went and my son loved it. We went it the first day. We had 2 days in California Adventure and 2 days in Disneyland. And the first day we went, and then my son wanted to go in it again, and it was closed off because they were doing the press junket for Jungle Cruise.
Oh.
And they were using that as the backdrop. So we didn't get to go in it again. So we were glad. But I mean, my son was really disappointed because he wanted to go up it again. He really enjoyed it.
But you get to see The Rock.
we did get to see him and Emily Blunt, which was pretty awesome. He always wanted to go through that one, and while he likes the one in Disney World, he always wanted to go to the one in Disneyland. So I'm curious to see what it's going to be like. West Coast people out there, to let us know how it is.
Yep.
So then now we have some stuff that's actually going to affect you, especially if you are staying at the Riviera in January. So there is a Disney Skyliner refurb. The Walt Disney World Skyliner will be closed from January 16th through the 21st of 2024, and the Epcot leg will remain closed until January 27th. Obviously, it's a little late, so if you have your trips already planned, you're not going to be able to reschedule them. But, you know, hopefully if you're booked during these dates, you weren't going to rely on the Skyliner. I mean, obviously they will still have bus transportation, but it is unfortunate if you were relying on that Skyliner transportation.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to say at this point, if you are a Riviera owner or booking at that time of year, you should expect it. Cause I think this is the third year.
Yeah. Every January. I think
this is the third year in a row they've done it in January.
Right after the marathon. Yeah.
Yeah, they wait till after the marathon and Martin Luther King weekend, and then they do it right after that. It's not really a surprise. I guess I would just recommend to people, you have to make do. I mean, I, personally for myself, if I didn't realize this was coming, I would be disappointed because if you're at the Riviera and you got a bus everywhere, that would be kind of a bummer.
Yeah. No, sure. That's the whole perk of the Riviera. The Riviera is gorgeous, and I love the rooms. I love the resort, but the major draw of it is the skyline.
We're having our first stay there as part of this trip coming up. We're going to be at the Riviera for Jollywood Nights. And part of it hey, we can take the Skyliner back to the resort after Jollywood Nights, which is cool. You know, I assume they're going to keep it running.
I would think so.
Yeah, I would think so too. Hopefully they do, because otherwise we'll have to take a bus back, I suppose, because we're not going to drive our car for that. Oh. It's definitely a draw for the place. I mean, it's one of the biggest, I think without it, there's no way people would be so eager to have DVC there, you know?
No. So. And I think that's the issue with the Riviera is I think they depended too much on the Skyliner and they put the price point of the points too high.
Right. Too many points per night. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you have the Skyliner where people didn't know, I think now people realize that the Skyliner is awesome, but it still hasn't been that draw for, it's not like the monorail. I think the monorail just is kind of iconic.
Yeah.
You know, even though I think the Skyliner is a little bit more consistent than the monorail.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah.
I think there's also people are afraid of the Skyliner. I'm terrified of heights, but the Skyliner does not bother me, but I do know people that do not like it because they're afraid of it. Right.
Yeah. I grew up a skier. This is literally the same device that I use, that I've used my whole life. It's basically a chairlift, a gondola, they call them usually on ski areas, but it also is no surprise to me that it goes down once a year. Cause that's pretty typical for this type of device is they do have to do maintenance on it. And
of course.
So that's what they're doing on those days. And the maintenance doesn't take a long time, but it does take, you know, as I said, no surprise. It probably takes about a week. They got to grease all the bearings and everything. Before we go, you got one last comment from Linda Colby. And she says, Shannon, nice to see your face.
Yes, I know. I normally don't show my face because usually I'm like freshly showered and no makeup.
But, ready for bed, yeah.
I'm usually ready for bed. When we record
so late. Yeah. But thanks to both of you all for the updates. Thanks, Linda, for listening.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And if you're just coming on here at the end, this will be converted into a podcast. So you will be able to, if you don't want to rewatch it here on Facebook, you can listen to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And
on YouTube now.
And on YouTube, yeah. If you do like it and you listen to it, make sure to subscribe. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes or hit the like and subscribe on YouTube as well. I did want to mention, I haven't mentioned this in a while, I'm also on another podcast called The Plus Platoon. And this week's episode, we're talking about the Disney Haunted Mansion movie. I thought I would plug it this week because not only is it Halloween, but probably a lot of Disney fans are watching the Haunted Mansion movie just because, and I got to tell you, there are about 1,000 Easter eggs in this movie for the Haunted Mansion. There really are a lot. If you want to hear us give a review of that movie before you watch it or after you watch it, want to hear what we talk about, check that out, called Plus Platoon. It's again available on iTunes or YouTube. We'd love to get more people subscribing to that show as well.
And we actually didn't mention it, but they did release the renderings for the Haunted Mansion Lounge that's going to be on the Disney Treasure this week.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah, we didn't talk anything about Disney Cruise. There's just so many stories that it was hard to squeeze it all in. But that's going to take place of the Hyperspace Lounge that's on the Disney Wish. And honestly, that looks really awesome. My husband asked me, are you excited to go to the Haunted Mansion Lounge? And I'm like, have you booked us on the Treasure? Because we have yet to take a week-long Disney cruise. We've been on 6 Disney cruises, and the longest one has been 5 nights because they are quite pricey, and the Treasure is quite pricey. So I don't know when we will get on the Treasure, but it looks pretty awesome. It does look pretty awesome. So if you are a Haunted Mansion fan, you probably want to try and get on the Disney Treasure. Well, we are both headed to Walt Disney World in a little over a week. We both are headed to Jollywood Nights. So if you are headed to Jollywood Nights the first night, definitely go to our DVC community page. Let us know, because there's a group of us that will probably do a meetup. And if you see us in the park, I guess second week of November, definitely say hi and let us know if you're going to be there. And then I will also have just my personal vlog, but my first vlog will probably be of Jollywood Nights, even though that's our last night of the trip.
Yeah,
That will probably be the first video that I get up. A lot of exciting stuff happened in November and end of Halloween. We're going to have the switch over to Christmas, and it's going to be here before we know it. So very exciting. Before we end, we want to say thank you to our 3 sponsors from DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. So with that, I will say see you real soon, everyone.
And just quick plug, if you want to follow me on Instagram @SkierPete, I will probably be posting from Jollywood Nights. Night of. So if you want to see any of those videos, you can follow me at Skier Pete on Instagram. And I'm also on Facebook as Peter Shidley. The videos will probably go both places. And I will also say bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.